Marquette coach Shaka Smart reaching 100 career wins as head coach of the school. The Golden Eagles knocked off Southern 100-82 to improve to 2-0 on the season. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
The opportunity of a lifetime that can only be taken advantage of during the lifetime of the opportunity. So I can't believe it's been, you know, 4+ years here. You know, grateful that we've won 100 games during that time. But I would say I want to go after 100, 200, 300, 400 more, but it's really about one game. You know, you just want to win the next game. And
Chase Ross led the way with 23. On the women's side, the Badgers won their opener 79-68 over Oakland at the Kohl Center. Bucks will be without point guard Kevin Porter Jr. for another month after he underwent surgery on the meniscus in his right knee on Monday. Bucks return to the court tomorrow night at home against Chicago. Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Denver. Broncos in search of their 8th win of the season. They'll play host to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Packers are back in the practice field today as they start preparing for their Monday night matchup against the Eagles. They look to bounce back from a bad 3-point loss to Carolina at home last Sunday.
I expect us to attack this head on. It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow. I thought our guys competed and battled, but the only way I know how to do it is we have to get back to making sure that we have a solid week of practice. And I know that's probably not the sexiest answer that everybody wants to hear, but that's a reality.
That all starts today for Matt LaFleur's team. 11th-ranked volleyball Badgers helped their postseason resume, knocking off number 22 Minnesota in 4 sets at the UW Fieldhouse last night. Boys State volleyball action, Middleton, Germantown, Marquette, and Catholic Memorial all earning quarterfinal wins. Semifinals on tap today, as well as the start of the girls' tournament. And the Rest Center will continue to be home for the WIAA volleyball and girls' basketball tournaments after PMI Entertainment and the WIAA announced a 5-year contract extension. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.